Wouldn't you love to kick back with a great cigar, especially during that cool evening weather? It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch a game, or enjoy a nice evening outside. When it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International is the go-to. They've got everything. Whether you're looking for a classic favorite or trying something new, Cigars International never disappoint. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, the biggest selection, and they have unbeatable deals and discounts. And we've got one for you here. Visit CigarsInternational.com/Fightful or use code Fightful at checkout for 20% off orders $50 or more, plus free shipping on your entire order. They've got fast shipping and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. You can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. Visit CigarsInternational.com/Fightful or use code Fightful at checkout for 20% off orders, $50 or more, plus free shipping on your entire order.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Everybody, welcome to Beyond the Bell here on Fightful. I'm Andrew Zarin. Of course, I'm joined by Rich Stambolian.
What's up?
Oh, that's a new thing. Ooh, nice. Nice.
What's up? Good morning.
That's a good one. We were, sometimes the conversation before we start the show is as interesting and sometimes not that interesting to our audience. We were talking about how Rich went to a dress rehearsal last night for the new Betty Boop play on Broadway.
Betty Boop on Broadway. Go see
that's
it.
Where you went last night. You didn't go to Raw.
I didn't go to Raw.
I didn't go to Raw.
It was funny because I was joking around with my wife about that, and I was like, so many people are like, "Yo, are you going to Raw on Monday?" And I'm like, "Nah, man, I'm going to a dress rehearsal of Boop the Musical," which was equally fine. But also, like, those MSG tickets, man, were so cost prohibitive.
Were they expensive?
Yeah, they were expensive. Nosebleeds were like $140. You know,
and listen, it's like I reached out and it was too early.
Yeah.
And then they're like, hey, get back to us. And then it was too late. Well, so I heard it was a great show. I have to say though, to gauge, like, I don't gauge the success of wrestling on me or you or this audience that watches us.
Right.
Right. Like, we'll always watch.
Yes.
We'll be into it.
100%.
I gauge it when you have dads scrambling at 4 p.m. And dude, I'm not even exaggerating. At 4 p.m., around 3:30, 4, 5, I have all these dads, these middle-aged dads, messaging me.
Yeah.
I'm not a middle-aged dad.
Were you messaging yourself?
I was just messaging myself, and I'm like, this gross middle-aged dad. First of all, nobody wants to be a middle-aged dad. I refuse to accept the fact that I'm a middle-aged dad. They're messaging
Give
me like, hey,
another
dude,
3 years.
Oh, what happens? Then I accept it.
I think 45 is prime.
And I start wearing New Balances with high cut crew, with high socks.
Polo shirts tucked into khakis.
Never, dude. Yeah. Never. I'll die.
Or this is my theory. I have this theory with Vicky, is that at some point, guys just start dressing like adventurers.
Yeah.
Right? Khaki cargo pants.
They're going
pants.
On a safari.
Yeah, like khaki cargo pants, like khaki button downs, and for some reason, like fedoras, right? And
that's
possibly those bolo ties.
No, man.
But you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. I know a lot of those. all my dad friends start messaging me and they're like, hey, can you hook me up with a ticket?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't work there, dude. He goes, yeah, but you know people.
You know people.
I'm like, here, I know a great website you could go to.
Ticketmaster.com.
StubHub.com. Go buy a ticket.
RomanReigns.com.
One of my buddies, he spent $750 for the tickets. And it wasn't even, I think that was like the Bob section.
Yeah.
For the Rangers tickets.
He was standing in the Jay Uso entrance ramp. He got a quarter of a year.
That's exactly where it was, actually. That's where he came out of. That's where the season tickets are.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think I may be going with Jonathan and him.
For Rangers?
Yeah.
Next week, nice. Do it, man.
I think next week.
That's a good time.
Yeah. A lot of good wrestling to talk about. Obviously, the Garden was bumping last night.
Yeah.
That number went up every time Michael Cole spoke about it. It was 17.5, then it was 18, then it was 19, then it hit 20,000. But you know what, dude? Every bit of that building was full. We'll talk about that. We had a great pay-per-view, AEW Revolution on Sunday.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm gonna say it now, and I'll say it again later. I'm gonna have to nitpick a couple things here.
Sure.
Okay? And I don't want people losing their effing minds when I state my snobby wrestling opinion.
Sure.
Okay?
It's your opinion. This is our show.
It's my opinion.
This is an op-ed piece on wrestling pretty much twice a week.
Twice a week. We do op-eds. That is what we do. What do you do? We do op-ed pieces on professional wrestling.
Exactly. You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah.
This is what we do. We do op-ed pieces on professional wrestling. These views are our views. They're not Fightful views. They're our views.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fightful does not want to know our opinion on things.
They barely like us.
Actually, Fightful very much likes us.
I know.
The other guys, sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Those other.
I'm talking about the fans.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the people. Right, everybody's great that we work with.
Guess what? I don't care.
Where do you want to start with? You want to start with Sunday? Or you want to talk about, where do you want to go? How are you doing today?
I'm good. Yeah. I'm very good, actually. Like, thank you for asking.
I went to French Workshop earlier.
Today is actually 49 days no coffee for me. No caffeine.
Am I triggering you?
I feel great.
I was going to ask you too, and I forgot.
I went to, little side note, on Saturday, I was hanging out with my buddy John and his wife, and we ended up going to a Puerto Rican coffee shop downtown.
You didn't get any?
And yo, I felt like I was in a methadone clinic.
And you just
smelled so good.
You just needed it.
I was like, this, I feel like I'm on cocaine right now.
Yeah.
And I got that juice, but
you got juiced up from the smell.
I got juiced up from the smell.
Why are you cutting coffee?
I don't know. I just feel like it takes away a lot of like that morning panic that I had.
See, I need it because my ADD.
Okay.
Hunter got a cappuccino, mm-hmm. half decaf, half coffee.
Nice.
I'm a big fan of half and half. Half and half, mm-hmm. like for kids. Like I grew up drinking coffee.
I didn't.
No,
I started drinking
coffee
when I was
Turkish
like 18.
Coffees every like 2 days. I was mm-hmm. a kid. I was like 8 years old. My grandmother would make Greek coffee, Turkish coffee, Greek coffee, Armenian coffee. And I would have it and she would read my little fortune
mm-hmm.
as a kid.
And you're going to do op-eds on pro wrestling.
I'm doing op-ed. That's how I know. Dead. Dude, now you want to know. You know what? That's a great segment for Matt Men. When I need to, whenever I have to drop a scoop, I'm just mm-hmm. going to read the coffee grinds.
Oh, beautiful.
And that's my gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
You need a gimmick. Everybody needs a gimmick. Dave has his gimmick. This is how Dave does podcasts.
He's like, get smart. He's got that shoe phone.
I called Garrett after mm-hmm. I saw that. And I was like, dude, I wanna make fun of this so badly. Will anybody get offended? He's like, nobody cares. I'm like, it's the funniest visual.
Yeah.
Because the video is obviously working
mm-hmm.
and the audio is not.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's just on a cell phone, like a half a second off.
Landline.
Yeah. He's on a rotary calling in. I've never seen anything like it. All right, let's start off.
Revolution. Let's do Revolution. Yeah. Revolution was fantastic. A very heavy and stacked show. Very heavy and stacked 0 hour. Hologram and Commander defeated Lee Johnson and Blake Christian. Queen of the Ring, Ash Adelson, was interviewed by Renee Paquette to promote the movie. Danny Garcia and Undisputed Kingdom defeated Shane Taylor Promotions via submission. The Learning Tree attacked Gravity to cancel the Ring of Honor match. Bandito tried to make the save, but Big Bill laid him out. Jericho took Gravity's mask. Is Gravity going to become part of the Learning Tree now?
Why? Because he got No.
Okay.
I think this is a catalyst for taking the title off of him and having him go on Bandito.
Okay.
I thought, you know what?
Yeah.
He didn't need to do this match. I thought it was a good
segue.
Good angle.
Yeah.
It was a really good angle.
Yeah. Big boom AJ and the conglomeration with the Rizzler. The Rizzler showed up like Orange Cassidy. One tiny gripe, it should have been the Rizzler face on his shirt.
It should have been the Rizzler face. I think that kid is fantastic.
Yes.
I'm really into the Costco guys. I think they're ridiculous. They are spawns from hell
mm-hmm.
That have been unleashed onto this world.
But they're wholesome.
They are wholesome, but there's something very demonic about them.
Wholesome cringe. Ladies' eyes.
No. Very beautiful lady eyes on those boys.
That's what I was
I do think there's something very demonic about them.
Okay. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that.
There's pentagrams all over that house in Florida. We have to do a sacrifice.
Well, that's what they call them in the house. They call them Big Pentagram.
Big Pentagram.
Big Justice. I wish they did a spot where they... I'm sorry?
Hold on. Let's get him on. What did you say, MG, our producer?
I just was saying we got super chats we can put
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Pull them up.
Let's hit them up pull here. Up. Revolution was fire from Hearst Hill. Revolution was fire. Tenruza says, need Leslie Jones representing AEW and Bowen Yang representing New Japan at Forbidden Door in London. Revolution was incredible. Swerve win at Dynasty. Yes. Bowen Yang, huge. Bowen Yang from SNL, huge New Japan fan.
Bowen Yang from SNL is a huge...
He's a big wrestling fan.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He has the... I believe he has the Lion Mark flag in his office.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Big Boom AJ beat the...
It was fun. It was what it was. You know what? You don't need...
Kawada Bomb.
Yeah, Kawada Bomb.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need... Wrestling should be fun.
Yes.
Sometimes you're going to do this. I think this is great. It's on a pre-show. You have mainstream synergy with these
absolutely
demonic creatures from hell.
You think the Rizzler's in charge?
Dude, the Rizzler is...
He's like conjuring. He's like...
Every time he does that, he looks at the camera. He takes your soul. He's the one that's taking people's souls. You know how old that guy is, the Rizzler?
48.
He was there for the crucifixion. Mm-hmm. That's how old he is. He's been there for all the world's events.
Oh boy.
The Great Flood? Who caused it? The Rizzler.
Is the song Sympathy for the Devil about Rizzler?
They know me as a Rizzler. I'm the Panther dressed in black.
Nice. Nice, Andrew.
No, thank you.
The main show. Hangman defeated MJF versus pinfall Buckshot Lariat. Is MJF okay?
Oh, dude, I got to tell you, that it was, that match was great.
Yeah.
I really liked that match. That pile driver on the chair that was set up was great.
Hangman
I feel like Max, I don't know, sometimes I feel like Max is just over everything that's happening.
Yeah. Hangman hitting the Chris Daniels move and destroying Max's forehead was gnarly looking. A lot of gnarly looking spots throughout
Max
the night.
Max had it was Ash Wednesday last week. He had an ash, but it was just like a bullet wound on his head, just bleeding. I thought this was great. Very good match. Great opener. I anticipated this would be the opener because that's what Max does. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious if this wasn't placed as the opener, how this card would have kind of fallen.
Mm-hmm.
I do think a couple things were presented at the wrong... I don't know. Actually, it was so stacked. There's no way you could have fixed this.
It flowed well. It flowed well.
I can't even pick that apart. This was the best that they could have done.
If you want to play that game, I would say the only swap I would have made was have Kenny and Takeshita open and then put Max and Hangman in that spot.
Just to bring it down a little bit.
Yeah.
I think they really wanted them to get Hangman over.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
It was great. I really enjoyed it.
Really, really good opener.
TBS Championship match. Mercedes Moné defeated Momo Watanabe versus via submission. The bank statement. Great match.
Mercedes looked good again.
Yeah, Mercedes looked good again. She's looking a lot better as time goes on.
You know, the story here is going to be when she goes for the world championship.
Yes.
And who takes this TBS title off of her? I don't think anybody.
She just keeps it perpetual.
I think she should drop it once she goes for the world title.
Okay.
You have someone extremely dominant right now.
Yeah.
In a division that, you know, that women's match for the world title, remarkable.
Yes.
Okay. So you have something happening right now.
Yeah.
There's something brewing there. Yeah. You're talking about three characters, right? Three people right now that are really hot. But mm-hmm. once you could do something else.
Yeah.
I'm into it. I'm really into
Same
it.
Same here. You had the AEW World Championship number one contenders match. Swerve Strickland defeated Ricochet via pinfall. Swerve took a nasty bump to the outside as well.
Swerve, you know, this was a lot of fun. Yeah. And I think Ricochet really has shut a lot of people up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I could not believe the shit that guy got for going to AEW.
Yeah.
And like, you're a sellout, you suck, you still suck, you think you'll get over there. Dude, mm-hmm. he has had some really great, he's done great stuff. This heel version of him is great. Yeah. Issa is challenging me to a fight.
Let's see here.
NYC Demon Diva. Fight me, Zarian, steel cage match.
It's got to be the old cage, though.
You know what's going to happen? I'm going to go in there,
uh-huh.
I'm going to be like, let's go. And the second the bell rings...
Yes.
Guess what happens?
What?
I just pass out.
Oh, bringing it back. Bringing it back. Oh, no.
I got a case of the dizzies.
Can we bring that back?
I wouldn't be like Liza Minnelli. Just dizzy, habitually dizzy.
Can we bring that back, please?
Enchanté?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That guy ruined that gimmick.
It's going to be Big Booty Summer.
Oh, Big Booty Summer is happening. Mm-hmm. I'm squatting away.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You have no idea.
Yeah.
400 squats.
Get them lumps on.
400 squats I'm doing a day. I want that BBL booty.
Without the BBL.
I should go get a BBL. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to commit to this.
Honestly, if you do some kind of like Steve-O from Jackass shit and get yourself a BBL, I would laugh nonstop. Like, I think that would be great.
Like, I want like a big Dominican butt.
You want like a big butt?
Big butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big butt.
That's what I'm going to do.
We don't got butts.
I got a nice little one.
Yeah.
I got like a, I could, you know what I could do? This.
I don't know what that is.
I could do this. I was taught.
To yourself. Oh, you can twerk a little
bit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I can make one go up and the other one go up. These are all magic tricks that I'm putting in my next book that I'm writing.
It's Big Booty Summer, man.
It's Big Booty Summer. Learn how to work.
What else we got here? You have Okada defeating Brody King via pinfall. That was a great match. I really enjoyed it. Got to see Okada. I love his elbows. I love the middle fingers.
Okay. It was great.
Yeah.
People were criticizing Okada.
Why?
They're like, oh, he's in second gear this entire match.
Shut up.
He, you know what? That's fine.
Yeah.
He didn't need to do any. Look where it's placed. He's already winning. It's with Brody. Brody looked like $1 million.
Absolutely.
Brody looked great, but he doesn't need to be in fifth gear.
Yeah.
No, I thought this was great. I thought this was a fine match.
We're getting. So. I equate Okada to the in AEW to the dawn of superhero movies before there was like a million superhero movies.
Okay.
Where like, listen, I'm happy that we have the guy. I'm happy that there are these things. You know what I mean? I'm not expecting this guy to have a 6-star match every single time he's on TV.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, he hasn't had any in AEW. That's part of the issue. Like,
but we have the guy.
He hasn't had that match.
Yeah.
He hasn't had that match. Listen, we'll see it when it's him and Kenny.
Yeah.
You know, you don't think these guys are going to turn it up all the way and do some pretty remarkable stuff.
Right.
When that happens, great.
And he has more of an opportunity to stay healthy by slower, you know? AEW Tag Team Championship match, the Hurt Syndicate defeated the Outrunners.
This was the worst match on the pay-per-view.
Okay.
On the main card. I've said this from day one. This was booked backwards.
Yes.
I think people, you know, the Hurts, are they heels?
I think it's tough for them to be heels.
They're cool.
Yeah, because they're real cool and, you know, people want. So, months ago, maybe even a couple of years ago, we talked about this, right? Where are your badasses in pro wrestling, right?
Yeah.
These guys don't have to do anything and they read like real threats.
Well, heels have become diabolical now.
Yeah.
Right? Like they're not, the cool heel thing is not as much as this diabolical heel,
as like a mustache twisting.
No, like I'm gonna take a screwdriver to your head.
Yeah,
like that's all the even like look at Max. Max is like Max is a diabolical heel.
Yeah.
These guys are cool heels.
Yeah.
And the Outrunners, unfortunately, should have been given the titles months ago when they got super hot, and there was no way in hell you were convincing me that they would even have a chance of beating Bobby Lashley and Shelton Benjamin. And that's by design, because now who does?
Right.
Who could beat these two?
You could have, I feel like if you're going to do fantasy booking, I would say FTR would be the closest thing they have to like that dominant team.
FTR, yeah. Can the Bucks do it? Would the Bucks be the ones?
I think it would have to be a very screwy finish. I like them. I like the Hurt Syndicate with the belts.
Like, I do like them with the belts. Keep it on them for a while. And you know, they are a legitimate tag team. You don't feel like Archer and Cage, right?
Yeah.
They're a tag team, but they feel like you put them together.
Right, right.
These guys, like, they're just in sync.
Mm-hmm. It's very good.
They're very Lance Bass-ish.
Now, do you think they would somehow drop them back to Private Party?
I don't think so. I think that was a weird experiment with Private Party, but I don't think they should have won the titles. No knock at them.
Yeah.
I think at the time it should have been the Outrunners, and they could have dropped the titles to the Hurt Syndicate now.
Yeah.
But that's the only gripe I, you know, that's me nitpicking.
AEW Women's Championship match, Hollywood ending. They should have called it the Hollywood Bloodbath.
Oh, my
Tony
God.
Tony Storm defeated Mariah May with Storm Zero. What a
Yo.
Carnage.
Carnage. That was incredible.
They should have saved that for Maximum Carnage.
That could have been Maximum Carnage. I thought they did tremendous.
Oh, yeah.
And what a, you know, they had that great main event at the last show, mm-hmm. At Grand Slam, and they solidified it here. And, you know, two people to work so well together. And Mariah, so much credit to Mariah May.
Yeah.
Like, she...
Great job.
Incredible. All around, both of them. Incredible. Now, where does this go?
They have magic. That's the thing. Like,
they do. They have a lot of magic. Together, they have magic.
A lot of magic.
It is. Do you remember when Tony started doing this gimmick and we were at World's End,
mm-hmm.
and people were saying, like, but the depth in the matches,
mm-hmm.
Tony can't keep this character going because the depth in the match isn't good. She adjusted that, man.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
I love her quick, short pile driver.
Yes.
Oh, man. So good.
She's so good. Her moveset is fantastic. I also love that she cooled the character off by doing the tomboy gimmick again.
Oh, when she came back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what? I was watching this with Jess. We were watching this, mm-hmm. and she doesn't like the blood. She goes, I really like Toni Storm. And I said, why? He goes, mm-hmm. she's such a tough, old school broad.
Yeah.
And I go, yep. Yeah. And that's why it works.
Right.
Because in reality, I mean, she is tough.
Yeah.
You know, she's not mm-hmm. playing this pretend.
Right.
The character works really well for her because there is some reality in mm-hmm. it because she is one of the tough wrestlers.
Yes.
I thought it was great. Fantastic. Now, where does this lead Tony and where does this lead Mariah? I don't know.
We'll find out on Wednesday. AEW International Championship match. Kenny Omega defeated Konosuke Takeshita to win the title. And what a match.
That was a great match, too.
Great match. Now, fantasy booking.
Mm.
Are we going to get Kenny versus Okada to unify that belt?
That's where it looks like it's going.
International and continental? Continental?
Intercontinental.
We're going to get the intercontinental.
Yeah, we're getting it. Jamil White is presenting it.
But as Stefanico.
What was his name?
Stefan the Cool.
When he's Stefan. All cool and shit. Stefan, yeah. He's Stefan. I thought this was great.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Really good. Excellent match.
But the next match.
Oh, my God. Steel cage match. Will Ospreay defeating Kyle Fletcher via Tiger Driver 91. Oh, Lord. These guys went nuts.
Okay.
Another two guys that have amazing chemistry with each other.
Another two guys that have amazing chemistry. They did everything you could imagine.
Yeah.
This was a total bloodbath immediately. Mm-hmm. There was a Mark Davis run-in. There was a screwdriver spot.
Yeah.
There was a Spanish fly off the top of the cage where Will fell on his hip.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, really unbelievable.
They did, but, you know, can you nitpick this?
No.
No?
You
thought it was perfect?
I think it was fine. I don't think anything's perfect, but I don't think I can nitpick it, you know?
You know what it is? I think we've hit, for me, we've hit a time where... The style of wrestling we grew up with mm-hmm. is gone.
All right.
Okay.
You know what? I wanted to mention this later about the Punk and Rollins.
Yeah. Let's talk about it. But the standard of these matches, what mm-hmm. we were raised watching, is out the window.
Oh, 100%. Okay. 100%.
And the old man in me wants to say they did too much.
Okay.
Does a 22-year-old that's seeing this think it was too much? Maybe not. Probably not. I'm like, you know, I thought it was remarkable. You know, one of the best cage matches I've seen, sure.
Yeah.
But I said that about the Hangman and Swerve one.
Mm-hmm.
I said that about the tag match that we saw at All Out.
Oh, my God, yeah.
This was great.
Yeah.
This was fantastic. Grandpa's
can I add something real quick?
Lisa.
You just easy. You just threw them off for the rest of the day.
I know.
I'm gonna. You know what? Now I'm gonna go inject my Somorlin. I'm gonna go inject my NADs. I'm not even kidding you.
Your NADs.
My TRT's there. My NADs. Yeah.
Is that the acronym?
It's called NADs. Yeah. Nitrate. Whatever.
And inject my NADs.
Not in the NADs. Right in the belly.
Can I add something real quick?
Yes, please add.
Sorry. Before we move on to this match, to me that spot, the Spanish fly spot, if it takes more than 5 seconds to set up, you probably shouldn't do it. I don't like that. You could tell they're setting it up.
Well, they were also 80 feet in the air, and I think they were a little nervous. You saw it in their eyes. They're like, "You sure we want to do this? Ooh, what's in my pocket?
Oh, nice. That's
a lollipop.
No, I'm okay.
Okay,
that's one of those things of modern wrestling that I feel like we all still have to get used to. Like when you have a commander in the ring and he's doing a move where it's, and again, it's no knock on anybody, but if he's setting up a move and it's like the guy on the outside's like just waiting,
waiting,
and then he does it. You know,
I got to tell you, I'm not. It doesn't bother me when it's a lucha. Dudes, mm-hmm. because if you watch that style of wrestling, you know it's a lot of setup.
Yeah.
You know.
All right, we got another super chat here. Alexander Fitzgerald says, after Cope got injured last year off the cage, I felt so nervous for Osprey Fletcher. Loved how quiet the commentary was, showing how nervous they were.
I think they were all nervous. Yeah, I think everybody was nervous there. The ending of that match was great, where Kyle Fletcher's screaming, I effing hate you, I effing hate you.
Very good.
You know, the emotion there was great. And we were talking about that guy, Kyle Fletcher. He's young.
Yeah.
I think it was the same. Was it Forbidden Door or World's End?
It was World's End. He was hanging out in the crowd.
He was hanging out in the press section.
Yeah.
Just taking fucking notes during a pre-show.
Okay. And then he disappeared.
And then he left. Yeah. Who does that?
Yeah.
Someone that really is working hard.
It shows and it's paying off. Again, these guys have a lot of magic with each other. Now, where do they go from here?
I think they're split now. Mm-hmm. This had to have been the blow-off for the time being.
Okay.
Where does everybody go? I don't know. I think they have a lot of... You know, they've worked these programs on for a while, and it seems like they blew off so many feuds here. So many. Like, the entire card that I... You know, you look at this. Mm-hmm. Hangman MJF, that's done.
Mm-hmm.
Mercedes and Momo, like, what's next for Mercedes?
Yeah.
Swerve and Ricochet. Swerve is moving. He's the number one contender. Done. Okada, Brody King. Mm-hmm. I don't know where Okada goes from here. Obviously, it's leading to Kenny. Hurt Syndicate, we don't know where the tag's going, but it's obviously not the Outrunners. The Tony Storm, Mariah May match, that ended the feud.
Yeah.
Kenny, Takeshita, they've danced around this, and he finally won the title.
Yeah.
Kyle Fletcher and Will Ospreay, that should be over for the time being.
Yeah. It's time to move the puzzle pieces around. Now, here's how you take the belt off the Hurt Syndicate.
Hmm.
Triple threat, FTR, Hurt Syndicate, Bucks. Whoever gets the pinfall wins.
Great. You know what? You're going to have to do that.
You know?
Yeah, you're going to have to do that.
So you have FTR pinning the Bucks, and that's how you get the belt.
And then
off.
You're going to get a Lashley and singles run.
Yeah.
I think someone like Shelton could do great in a Continental Classic.
Yes.
This year.
Yes.
Like, he could win that. He could win the International. Yeah. He could be, his presence is ridiculous.
We always talk about this. If he didn't come from that stacked FCW class, he would have been world champ.
No, not FCW.
Was it?
OVW.
OVW. If he didn't come from that stacked OVW class, he would have been a world champ.
If he didn't come from that class.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean he came in later?
Lesnar.
I think if, you know.
Cena.
The thing about him was.
Batista.
He was 10 years too early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember, that locker room, when he came up in 2001, 2002, 2003, was a very different locker room. With a lot of gatekeeping.
Yeah.
The dude had an amazing, amazing career, but I think we would be talking about him very differently. It's a fucking like Olympic level wrestler.
Yeah, and he's still rocking it, man.
And he still looks listen, it's discipline. Yeah. All those guys look great. I mean, Kurt Angle went till his bones stopped working.
Exactly.
Lesnar looks incredible.
Yeah.
Lashley, him, you know, it's discipline. These are not these are guys that from like a young age have been forced to be this disciplined person. Bobby Lashley's a Marine, right?
I think he was in the Army.
In the Army?
Yeah.
What can you say?
World title match.
Yeah.
AEW World Heavyweight Championship match. Jon Moxley versus Cope ended in a no contest. Christian attacks Cope, cashing in his title opportunity, making the match a triple threat. Jon Moxley.
No. It wasn't a no contest. He defeated Cope.
He defeated him.
Yeah. Submission.
Which I like. I like that he's doing the submission.
Christian, I'm sorry. What? Say that again, MJ. How did you say that?
He submitted Christian when it became the triple threat.
Yeah.
Christian.
Yeah.
So it did become a triple threat.
Yeah.
So there was a winner.
There was a winner. Right. Yeah.
Jon Moxley defeated both of them, choked the hell out of Christian. Prince Nana, this was good. Prince Nana confronts Moxley in the audience area, but Swerve leaps from the guardrail onto Moxley, with Swerve standing tall at the end of the show. How did you feel about that?
The match? I had a lot of concern leading up to it because it just the program was not as hot.
Yeah.
Match was fine. No problem there.
So now Christian's thing is out of the window.
It's out of the way, yeah. So
Edge and him got defeated.
But then what was the point of it? Of Christian's thing?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, what was the point?
Who knows?
I will tell you, I saw certain things.
Mm-hmm.
I think they went back and forth multiple times about this match.
Probably,
I didn't want to go deep into it because I didn't feel confident because so many different times I saw something different.
Yeah.
I think this probably was the best.
The best outcome.
The best outcome because now Cope is gone. Mm-hmm. Christian came in. Christian, you know, you could do something with Cope. What if they hate Jon Moxley so much that they team up?
Listen, if we get that... Again, not to go back again, but who would be a viable tag team to take on the Hurt
Edge
Business?
And Christian.
Edge and Christian.
You know what? I could kind of get into that.
Right. But heels, like nasty heels.
Oh, Cope's the heel?
Yeah. Cope and Christian, just nasty heels together.
He was a diabolical heel. His heel run was really wild.
Yeah.
I don't have the same guttural reaction that a lot of people have towards this match.
Right.
It just, listen, man, when you have a card this stacked, it's not going to be your best match.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It can't.
I do like the revelation of Swerve and Moxley having a program now.
So now this is a dynasty, right?
Yeah.
That's where Swerve won the title.
Okay.
Right? It was a dynasty.
Yeah.
Yes?
I think so.
Am I right there? I got a ward a year ago. And that show was supposed to be in Colorado originally.
And they changed it, right?
They had to change it due to something. I forgot what it was.
Yeah, this was Swerve beating Samoa Joe.
Swerve beat Samoa Joe at Dynasty. Yeah. So, listen, this is his show, right? Maybe it's time. I don't know. Do you put it back on Swerve, and then what do you do in that picture? You have Hangman back?
Yeah.
You put Hangman back in that position?
Hangman just screws Swerve again.
Oh, man. I don't know.
I'm more content with Moxley dropping the belt to Swerve than to Cope.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with Cope being champion. I didn't think this was the way to do it.
Right.
I don't think this would have been a positive reception.
Yeah.
And if they did adjust, I'd good on them for adjusting and realigning this. But I mean, I will tell you, you look at this roster, and this is a very different roster from 2021, 2020.
Mm-hmm. Even 2024.
I think 2023 really set a bad year for them.
Yeah.
With 2024. I did not think it was their best year. Too many injuries. Too many programs went nowhere. Swerve came up, and that was fantastic. But now is the time. Now you could do something great.
Yeah.
I don't know where they're headed. I do. I kind of have an idea, but I'm being hopeful here.
For sure. Even a year ago, look at how different the roster is. Revolution a year ago, right?
Yeah.
Opening match, Mark Briscoe and the Lucha Brothers. Gone. Ricky Starks, gone.
Gone, yeah.
Defeated Chris Jericho. Jack Perry, Christian Cage. Jack Perry's not around. House of Black, this is a year ago.
Yeah.
Just a year ago. Malakai Black,
Malakai's not there anymore. Gone.
Brody King and Buddy defeated the Elite. The Bucks aren't really around. Jamie Hayter and Britt Baker defeated Saraya and Tony Storm.
Britt's not really around.
Adam Page, Mox. Wardlow beat Samoa Joe. And the Guns defeated the Acclaimed. Jay Lethal and Jeff Jarrett and Orange Cassidy and Danhausen by pinfall. MJF and Danielson was the main.
Hmm.
Fascinating, huh?
Yeah.
And 1 year later, and look how much that roster has changed.
So different. So different. Very interesting. I thought it was good. Mm-hmm. I thought this was all good stuff. Very strong pay-per-view.
Very strong pay-per-view.
Leading into Monday Night Raw.
Yes.
Last night at the Garden.
They did the colors red for Raw last night.
They did the colors mm-hmm. red for Raw. I was by there around 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
And the energy was up by the mm-hmm. Garden. It was bumping.
Yeah.
They had 18,000 people in that building legitimately. Yeah. Legitimately. They had no stage, just a few LEDs. They sold every seat in that building.
Mm-hmm. They had that long entrance ramp.
Dude, it was wild. Mm-hmm. Like I love that building, and it's crazy to see because I was there for a SmackDown, and it was one of the biggest audiences, and I think it was like 15,000 people.
Is that the one we went to?
No, this is the one I went to with the kids.
Okay.
I was sitting next to Mike Johnson the whole time.
Got it.
My son was harassing him about the Mets. Mm-hmm. It was great. The whole time we just spoke about baseball. That was the SmackDown where Roman did that 40-something minute segment to start the show.
Oh,
and
okay.
Nobody complained. Yeah. Like, everybody loved it at the Garden. So, do you want to go into this?
Yeah, Jey Uso with his massive entrance, which looks great at the Garden. It looks great in every arena. Jey Uso defeated Grayson Waller. Uso gets attacked by Austin Theory, and then Gunther jumps in to put him in a sleeper hold. Logan Paul came out, said he's tired of being called out by AJ Styles. Picks on Andrew Schultz in the front row.
The hell did Andrew Schultz do to him?
Says, hey, he's like, I know you. I did your podcast. And he jumps over and starts assaulting Andrew Schultz, throws him into the ring. AJ comes out to make the save, looking awesome, hitting him with the phenomenal forearm. And, you know, you get Andrew Schultz celebrating. You know what's funny? I feel like for the celebrities, and I've heard this a lot, is they go, what the fuck am I supposed to do now?
Yeah, yeah, that's how they all feel. Like, well, the best part was when AJ Styles was just yelled, Andrew!
Yeah.
That's not what he yelled at me.
Oh, yeah. That's a story for another time.
Yep.
So they kept showing highlights during the night for MSG cage matches, including Ivan Koloff and Bruno. You had a tornado tag team match, Dragon Lee and Rey Mysterio defeating the New Day. Kofi hitting that Hurricane Rana. Guy's 50 years
okay,
old.
Okay, so I do want to say, so during this match, mm-hmm. My edible kicked.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
You thought you were part of the New Day?
I thought I was the New Day. I thought I was Big E. I don't know. I would love that body swap.
Yeah.
I want a Freaky Friday with...
Your head with on Big E's body.
My head on Big E's body. Or okay. just brain swap.
Okay.
Like, I'm Big E. I would love that. Give me a Freaky Friday where I become Big E and he's just me. He's like, what a mundane life you live. I'm living a great life as Big E. So I'm watching this match and I convinced myself, okay,
mm-hmm.
some point during this match, like, oh, Chad's going to come out and attack Dragon Lee and Ray.
Oh, interesting.
And they're going to do a big beatdown with the New Day.
Mm-hmm.
And here comes Penta
mm-hmm.
to make the save.
Uh-huh.
He gets beaten down, and here comes Rey Fénix.
Okay.
So when Chad Gable showed up wearing that lucha mask,
you went bananas.
I said, oh my God, Rey Fénix looks like shit.
And this is, were you zooted on them BK Broilers?
I was zooted on them BK Broilers.
Oh, yeah, those things are great.
I thought this was good, but it is probably leading into that.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes out with a lucha mask, jumps the crowd, you know, from the crowd, they throw him out. This allowed the Dragon Lee and Rey Mysterio to get the upper hand, and they won.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
What else we got here? Winner gets a future women's IC title shot. Ricardo Rodriguez defeated Bayley. Great.
No heat.
No nothing. Heat. Yeah. Io Sky interviewed by Michael Cole. She spoke about her dream about being a champion in Madison Square Garden.
Yes, it was good.
This was a good segment. Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley would interrupt her. They would make it about them and ignore Io Sky. Rhea wanted to know why Bianca was ringside. She said she just would have to mind her own business and deal with her own things with Jade Cargill and Naomi.
Hmm.
They both kept pie-phasing each other. And she would end up slapping both of them for control before leaving. So EO Pie. And your main event.
Steel Cage.
Pretty fantastic. Steel Cage match. Seth Rollins defeated CM Punk. A million false finishes.
Okay.
Now.
What a different contrast, right?
What a contrast. Well, I was going to say, this is what I wanted to mention before. They worked a very classic style match. When was the last time you saw standing elbow drops?
Oh, Punk loves that.
Yeah.
Punk loves a standing
straight
elbow.
Standing elbow drops. Yeah. And that's it, you know? A little cursing. Little Punk getting on the top rope and being like, F you. They were like really going at each other.
Yeah.
Is this the new era of WWE programming where everybody's just cursing at each other now?
I think they're realizing that it goes a long way.
It does.
Because they never do. I mean, WWE don't curse like this ever. Even in like the Attitude Era, they didn't.
In the last 2 months, you got a lot of cursing.
Well, Dwayne likes to curse.
Yeah.
Somebody's very upset I call him Dwayne.
Who? Is it Dwayne?
Did you see that?
No.
Somebody commented and goes, why do you keep calling The Rock Dwayne?
That's his name.
I'm like, that's his name. Mm-hmm. He goes, yeah, but it comes off snarky.
Well, this is an op-ed.
It's an op-ed. I'm doing an op-ed, guys.
This is our op-eds about wrestling. The op-ed, Fred.
I just like saying his ridiculous name.
Yeah.
That's a ridiculous name.
Dwayne.
Does he look like a Dwayne?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he does.
You know what he looks like?
He looks like a Dwayne
Johnson. He looks
like
a Mikey.
The Mikey Johnson?
Mikey Johnson. I went to school with a Harry Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
I did. He was my best friend.
I'll bet he was.
I swear to God. Harry Johnson. The third.
Listen, I really enjoyed this match, and it was a very old school cage match. I really loved it. I love the false finishes. I like the spots that they were doing where they kept saying, like, hey, you could leave. So Rollins opening the cage and going, like, you can leave again.
Yeah.
You know, and them just going at it. The ending of this, how did you feel?
I liked it. You didn't like it?
I loved it.
Yeah, it was good. Roman ends up coming out and drags Seth out of the cage and gives him the win. Mm-hmm. But he beats the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Security's trying to get Reigns to leave without doing more damage. The camera pans back inside to see Paul Heyman helping CM Punk.
He's cradling him.
Roman then attacks Punk to end the show.
CM Punk was the tum-tum in that situation, and Paul Heyman was like, my tum-tum.
So now I guess this is the triple threat.
Which I'm A-okay with because they set it up so perfectly.
For the love of Paul Heyman.
And for the love of Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman on a pole. Roman is over, huh?
Dude.
The Garden loves Roman Reigns.
Who doesn't at this point?
Yeah.
He has transcended into... They really created a Hall of Famer. They really did. And remember, like, this is a guy that he came in with the Shield. They liked him as a heel. Mm-hmm. He became a babyface. That Royal Rumble... Where I think he won that one, right? Where it was him and Rusev.
Yeah.
And they started booing him.
Mm-hmm.
And then The Rock came, and then The Rock had to come in, and that didn't go anywhere. That was like terrible.
Well.
You know, I think some of that had to do with the fact that you were just leaving that John Cena era.
Yeah.
Of, turn it to Ted Kennedy era.
Era. That John Cena era.
You were leaving that, so you didn't want another squeaky clean babyface. Mm-hmm. And of course, they suffer in succotash dome. They did exactly. Yeah. They gave him the Cena treatment. And, you know, series of events happened. He came off TV. The pandemic happened. He was sick for a while. He came back, reinvented himself. And this guy is the hottest guy that they have.
Yeah.
In more than one way.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a sexy boy.
Yeah, for sure.
But he's not a boy toy though.
No.
Sean maybe was a little bit of a boy toy.
Sean's got that market cornered. The Roman thing is fascinating. And also I do think he can bring back Suffering Succotash at this point, and people would start saying it.
Issa is very excitable.
Loves
Roman.
I heard she got pregnant. This is what she posted on the internet. She got pregnant 10 times. Roman Reigns.
I bet.
I'll read that tweet out because are we still calling it tweets?
They're posts now.
They're posts, not great. Stupid.
X's.
All stupid. So stupid.
All X's.
This is her tweet verbatim. Yeah. And it's effing hysterical. I got pregnant and gave birth to 20 babies all within the last 10 minutes of Raw. Welcome back, my tribal chief.
There you go. Yeah, great. How would Tracy Morgan say you got pregnant?
I got pregnant.
There you go.
Was that Monday Night Raw at the Garden? I got pregnant.
Oh, man.
Saw Roman Reigns' hair.
Now it's turning into Eddie Kingston.
Got pregnant at the Garden.
That's a really good one. Your impersonations, the forbidden one is my favorite.
They're getting better.
The forbidden one is the best one.
Well, I did it the other day on Batman.
Oh, on that show, it's allowed.
No, it's not Apu from The Simpsons.
Do you remember? I wonder how my Dr. Fauci bits would have gone over on Fightful.
I think they were okay.
That was a great bit. That was a great setup.
That was a great setup.
It made you worry.
Well, it was a great setup.
You guys want to hear my Michael B. Jordan impersonation?
That's the beauty of it. What's Andrew? I would love to hear Michael B. Jordan impersonation.
It's me, Michael B. Jordan, the actor.
Great. Fantastic. In that world, also, Dr. Fauci sounded exactly the same.
Fantastic.
Roadblock. NXT Roadblock tonight. From the MSG Theater tonight.
We were there for their last show that they ran there.
That was fantastic. I would love it. Yeah. Okay. Signed.
Oh, because I was zooted on them BK Broilers when I bought this. Where? And I thought I was buying just the poster.
No.
And the poster was $15. This was $120.
Yeah, I remember you came back to the seats and you were like,
I was so angry.
Like, I think I got bamboozled.
I got bamboozled here.
Look at this card, though.
Look at this card. They ran the same building here. Okay. This is in November 16, 2016.
Jeez.
Okay.
Look at that. Asuka versus Ember Moon. Okay. So Ember Moon is in AEW now. Yep. It's Ring of Honor. Versus Nikki Cross. Nikki Cross is one of the Wyatt Six. Cedric Alexander versus Glorious Bobby Roode. Yep. Bobby Roode's a producer now. Cedric is floating in the air somewhere. The Perfect 10, Ty Dillinger, who's back.
And he may be there. Yeah. He may be the only one there.
Eric Young is retired.
I don't know.
Where he is right now. The Mighty Don't Kneel versus Sanity. I don't know where. I think they're in New Japan.
I don't know where they are.
Yeah, with
TM61.
Yeah. Samoa Joe, where is it? Nakamura and DIY, both still employed by WWE.
They're on SmackDown.
Versus Samoa Joe and the Revival.
Yep.
All AEW boys.
Yeah.
Ooh, I got a question for you. Where do you think Nakamura goes?
I think he stays.
You think he stays?
Yeah. He's happy surfing and he's in TNA. Eric Young's in TNA.
Okay. I could have sworn he retired. I don't know why.
Yeah, big show there. A couple thousand. There'll be about, I don't know, through 2,000, 3,000, I don't know. I don't know what that building's holding right now. I haven't seen the... someone find that. Can you find that? Our beautiful, handsome producer.
Jordan, tonight's show. Jordan Grace versus Roxanne Perez. That's going to be great.
Yep.
They have a little bit with the WWE LFG coaches, Bubba Ray, Mickey James, Undertaker, and Booker T. I watched a little bit of that show the other day, and I got to say, it's kind of entertaining.
LFG?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't hate it.
Jada Parker appears.
Great.
You have a street fight. Ethan Page versus Javon Evans.
Great.
Great. I think Ricky's going to get involved in that. TNA World Tag Team title match. The Hardy Boys versus Axiom and Nathan Frazier.
That's what the Hardys do.
They do this? We gotta come up with a routine for Big Booty Summer.
We're going to do that. We're going to do that, and we're just going to shake our bum-bums.
Oh, it's going to be like a Two Like Crew video in your backyard.
Oh, we're going to have a butt party.
Sure.
We got to have one, right?
Yeah.
Big Booty Summer Party?
Big Booty Summer.
Because we have themes. We had the Godfather Party last year, which we'll do again.
It was great.
We got to have a Big Booty Summer Party.
That's a good coincidence because me and the other Godfather, our birthdays are like within a week, a month.
Days.
No, he's August, right?
No.
July. I always forget.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like the following week.
You have...
Okay. What is it? All right. What's the current tickets?
Yourself online.
You're on.
So we're looking at... there's... tickets, 4,631 is what sold, and they're almost sold out. So they said there's 13 tickets left.
Wow, 4,600 tickets, great, incredible.
As of 2 hours ago, via WrestleTix,
and that's a weird setup because essentially you're watching a stage.
Yeah,
right. So like everything is forward in front of it. So they got to work. There's no like you're not working at the sides or the back. You're working. Just forward.
Yeah.
Unique venue.
Yeah, it's a cool place.
The Felt Forum.
Yes. Let's see. What else we got here? Do you think the Hardys dropped those titles?
No. No.
Okay. NXT Women's Championship versus NXT Women's North American Championship. Julia versus Stephanie Vaquer. I'm looking... That's the match I'm looking forward
to
the most. Who do you think takes it?
Now,
whoever wins gets both belts, right?
Is it title for... How are they doing this, MG?
They said... Once said unification, and then another said just title for title.
Yeah.
So I think it's title for title because someone needs to take a minute off, I think is what they're doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, all right.
And your main event, NXT Championship, Obafemi versus Moose.
Big boys.
Big boys. So this isn't, they're not putting their titles against each other. Moose has a title.
No, right? Moose doesn't.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I could have sworn he did. I could have sworn he was like
forever walking
like
around with a title.
Division champion or something.
I don't know. What title does Moose have? I don't think he has a title right now.
Does MD, do you know if Moose has a title?
X Division, yes.
Yeah, oh, it is X Division. You're right.
I could have, yeah.
Yeah, he does have a title.
Okay.
So that's not on the line.
No, that is probably not on
no.
the line.
No.
Okay. Who's winning Julia versus
actually,
that, Stephanie?
I think his title is the one on Stephanie. The line.
Okay.
Jeez, people are very into her.
Yeah.
People are very, very into Stephanie Vaquer.
They're both great.
And that was a big get for them.
Yep.
Big, dude. Big get for them.
WWE will be overseas for the next 3 weeks, and WWE Raw will air live on Netflix each week. I am excited for
okay,
that.
Okay, this is great. So March 17th, March 17th, 3 p.m. from Brussels. March 24th, 4 p.m. from Glasgow. London, UK on the 31st, 3 p.m. start, and they're back in the States on April 7th. Also, AEW is going to be at a different time.
Okay.
For the Big East.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It's going to be an afternoon show.
Yeah.
And I believe what they're going to be doing is splitting Collision into 2 one-hour shows. One airs on Saturday, one airs on Sunday.
Interesting.
Because they're tapping in. So they're doing some unique things. I will tell you, there is another very unique AEW television program that's going to be happening sometime in May or June.
Yeah.
I'll talk about it more next week. But what's the other option? You don't put it on?
Right.
Tape it on Dynamite taping.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have 2 hours of shows. Great.
Yeah,
I think Collision should be, it should be a double taping, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I don't think they really need to go every week with Collision. You know, can you get another 1,000 people if you're doing a double taping? Maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, that 3,000 now becomes 4,000. But we'll see.
Yeah, Collision has been good, too. Like, yeah. It's been a very consistent show. I'm excited. Do you want to have a late lunch on the 17th? And see if we can watch it somewhere?
Maybe not the 17th, but the 24th.
Sure. Yeah. It's 4 p.m.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
So nice.
Oh, you got Patty's plans?
Oh, yeah. It is St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patty's on Monday. You're going to get drink beer and get wasted?
I'll probably come back and go to JD's and vomit on Rob Saunders' bar. That's what I'll do.
WWE announces...
Not JD from New York. JD the bar.
JD's Saloon.
JD's Saloon. It's a hole in a wall.
Yeah.
Right by us.
Our local joke is that's patient zero for COVID.
Yeah.
WWE announces location for WWE Hall of Fame 2025. It will be at the Fontainebleau Las Vegas on Friday,
Great
April
spot.
18th.
I love the Fontainebleau.
Their ceremony will be held at 10 p.m. and stream live on Peacock and WWE social channels.
Beautiful high-end hotel.
Yeah. Traditionally, this is the time slot that a lot of indie events take place, including GCW, which runs Joey Janela's spring break at that time.
Listen, if you want to go to Joey Janela's spring break, you're going to go to Joey Janela's spring break.
Exactly.
You're not going to be like, oh, it's a toss-up.
Right. Yeah.
The Hall of Fame.
The Hall of Fame or
Joey Janela's spring break. I don't think it's going to be a difficult decision for people.
And I'm sure that weekend you're going to have like all the different indies and who's the rapper that does the thing every year?
Wale Mania?
Yeah, Wale Mania.
Yeah. Wale will probably do something. And that's it.
Yeah.
Q&A time, boys and girls. Submit your questions in the chat room. We'll do our best to answer them.
Yes. Do we have anything queued up here? Guys, submit your questions. Brian Knight, which match should main event WrestleMania Night 1? Punk Reigns Rollins or EO Bianca and Rhea?
Oh, Punk Reigns Rollins.
It's got to be Punk Reigns Rollins, right?
Yeah, has to be.
Give the man his main event.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. Should it be the world title?
Yes.
Shouldn't it be Jey Uso and Gunther as the main event?
Jey and Gunther. I do think, and again, this is again, op-ed fanboy booking here. Punk, Reigns, and Rollins because of the Paul Heyman thing. Right?
Yeah.
Who's to say Lesnar doesn't return? Destroys Reigns and Rollins.
I don't know. I've been getting that feeling. Punk. Oh my god! And that's the new alliance.
Mm-hmm.
What a bizarre alliance that is. Yeah. I don't think they're gonna like each other.
Yeah.
I don't think those. I don't think they're gonna like each other at all. Have they ever worked together? No.
I don't think so.
Oh.
Punk didn't have a Lesnar match, right?
No. I think he did. Didn't he?
MG, jump on that.
2013. Yeah, it was 2013.
Right. Okay. Because it was like those one-off Lesnars.
Yeah, it was 2013. Yeah, it was those one-off Lesnars.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was SummerSlam 2013.
Maybe that's the favor.
Maybe that's the favor. I don't know. How did this match end? Paul Heyman. Lesnar. Paul Heyman interfered, mm-hmm. right? I'm trying to go through this. Paul comes in a ring, costs CM Punk something, and Lesnar wins. Yeah.
So, what is Paul Heyman's favorite? Do you think that will come to fruition at WrestleMania?
I don't know. I think they shifted and they pivoted tremendously here once mm-hmm. Dwayne came in. So, I don't know what the original idea was going
to
be.
Yeah. But now they're still continuing it, you know, with like, I didn't even see Paul Heyman get to the cage yesterday. And all of a sudden, he's in there cradling CM Punk, yeah. apologizing to him.
March Madness starts a week from Thursday. Yeah. St. Yeah. John's Thursday St. John's. At the Garden.
Yeah.
Yo, they're on fire. That's our team. Mm-hmm. The Red Storms.
Crazy. Ed Toro, any of you watching Evolve on Tubi? You know what? For 2 weeks in a row, I'm going to say no. I keep forgetting about it. Because it's on Tubi.
I have not watched it. It's empty arena matches, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do.
Let's see. This is from Mod Revolve. Come on, Andrew. Spill the beans on the upcoming AEW Beach Show.
Give me, I don't want to be wrong, so give me a couple days.
Okay.
I'll probably put out a tweet about it. Friday. An X. You want me to do it on Friday? Okay. I'll do it on Friday.
Save it for Friday. Unless you're trying to blow up We're Live Pal.
No, I can't do it today. I cannot do We're Live Pal today.
What if Heyman sides with Rollins?
I don't know.
It's insane how this has come full circle from the debut of the Shield.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Two of them are against them and the other one left to the other company.
And they're still, everybody's still in some kind of main event picture.
It's wild, right? Yeah. How that group over the last 12 years has mm-hmm. been dominant in every company.
It's been the main event for
New Japan.
Years.
In New Japan.
Yeah.
They really, what a. You know, when you saw, I remember when I saw Tyler Black in Ring of Honor, sure. I knew this guy was going to be
100%.
Like, and it wasn't even like, well, he's a great worker and they'll have a spot for him. Like, I knew he was going to be something. John Moxley, I did not think he could be elevated to this level, not because of his ability, just because where wrestling was.
See, I felt the opposite.
You felt like he was going to blow up.
I was like, that's going to be the guy.
Yeah. I don't know if they were going to ever allow him. Now, you know.
Mm. He got over naturally, man.
He did, but if he wasn't in the Shield,
yeah,
what would they have done with him?
You know,
wacky, crazy John Moxley.
Yeah. It would have been. I feel like he would have had the same name.
He still would have been Dean Ambrose,
but it would have been something different. You know, having him come out as the Riot Squad was perfect for all of them because you were already number one. You're debuting them as cool guys.
Yeah,
they look awesome.
They look awesome. Yeah,
merch.
Wasn't he supposed to have a feud with Foley, but Foley couldn't get cleared?
Yeah, yes. Foley and him before and Foley were supposed to work
in
FCW? Yeah. They were supposed to do something in FCW. And
I thought it was going to be on WrestleMania.
And
it
then it got
into a Mania match.
I don't...
Because that was the crossover of kayfabe, where...
Well, did they have beef? Remember that? That was the thing. Like, did John Moxley say something inappropriate? Did they have a problem?
Well, Foley, I think, came out and said, like, all that was... We wanted to do something, and then he couldn't pass the neuro test.
Foley couldn't
pass the neuro test, so it went nowhere. But if you guys remember that, it was awesome. Like, Moxley on his cell phone recording, like, hey, it's because of you that we're all banged up and blah, 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 and that, you know, and like, it was that confrontation. But at least Mox got to retire Regal.
Moxley got to retire Regal.
Or Ambrose, you know, which was, like, a really also, like, excellent moment.
Yeah. Very cool. Just tremendous, those three.
Yeah.
Imagine Chris Hero was the guy.
Would have been different.
Would it have worked? I don't think Vince would have fallen in love with them.
No.
You know?
No. I think it would have been a little bit different because all eyes were on Roman.
Yeah.
Still. Paul Anthony Moss. Oh, God, AEW has been teasing Speedball Bailey. How do you debut him? In Best Wrestler Alive Challenge versus Platinum Max or someone else?
I think his debut could just be a... Just like, look what he's capable of.
Like a cool match?
Yeah.
Like him versus Commander or something?
Yeah. Just look at his abilities, you know? Look, and then you could just keep doing that, and then you can elevate him.
Yeah.
But you do have a lot of options with him. Also, Josh Alexander coming in.
Absolutely.
Not Jason Alexander.
No.
Jerry! Jerry, got cauliflower ears.
There's been a lot of love on the internet for George's wardrobe lately.
Oh, is there?
Mm-hmm.
You know how young he was on that show?
He's like 32.
He was like 32 fucking years old.
I always thought all of them were in their 40s.
I still do.
Yeah.
I still look at old sitcoms and I'm like, that guy's 43 years old. And you find out he's like 27.
Everybody's got dry hair.
In the 80s?
Yeah.
90s?
80s, yeah. 90s. Like everybody had that dry hair.
Yeah. Nobody had a youthful haircut like this.
No.
Yeah.
Ben Grimm, top three current managers. MVP.
MVP. That was my first name I was going for. Don Callis.
Does Luther count as a manager?
Sure.
No. Yeah,
sure.
He's not a mouthpiece.
He's not. No, but Paul Heyman.
Yeah, and Paul Heyman. There you go.
That's it. Those are the only three I can think of right
now. What's next for Mariah May?
That's a big question. I don't know. And whoever it is, God, I hope she has the same chemistry that she did with Tony because she's coming off a very, very hot angle.
Yeah.
I think she's great. I think she's fantastic.
Does, you know... I feel like they're going to end up keeping this going a little bit.
I think you got to stop it.
Yeah, for now, like cool off on it now.
Yeah.
Have Mariah May take some time off.
You could give them a couple of weeks off, yeah. I mean, they killed each other. Two pay-per-views back-to-back, they really... It just shows you how much wrestling has evolved.
Yeah.
You know, that like one of my favorite matches was a women's match.
Mm-hmm.
I could not have said that in the 90s, watching WWE TV or WCW.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, I'm not talking about, you know, all Japan women from 93.
Right. Yeah.
Miami Toyota or anything like that. I'm talking like, this was quite possibly the best. I mean, one of the, I would say, give me a better American women's match.
In the last how many years?
I don't know. Just
I feel like
general.
There's been a lot of bangers.
There has.
In the last few years.
Okay. Here's a great one. The Bailey Sasha match.
Oh yeah.
Okay. That had set a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I would say at the time in NXT. That set something.
Yeah.
How much better was this than that?
Oh,
a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. There are great women's matches, but now we're seeing this a whole lot more.
Yeah.
And
Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch.
Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch. At Evolution. That was another one. Yep. That was a great one. How do you compare it to this one?
Yeah.
This was on a whole different level.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I wanted to see what they were going to do next. Mm-hmm. And that's what I always say is the important thing about professional wrestling. Yeah. As long as you have that carrot dangling in front of the audience, I want to see what's going to happen next. It's the Howard Stern method.
Right.
Vince Russo took that a little too far.
Mm-hmm.
But... He's right. The Howard philosophy was right. When they would do the QAM rating, what was it? It wasn't QAM. What are they? No, People Meet QAM. It was QAM before People Meter. They would ask people, why are you watching? Why do you listen? I want to hear what he's going to say next. Mm-hmm. That is what makes wrestling fantastic.
Yeah.
And when I was watching that match, that's all I kept thinking.
What are they going to do next?
What are they going to do next?
I always judge a pay-per-view by how much of it I want to rewatch. And this one, I want to rewatch most of
it. Oh, yeah, me too.
I would say 75% of the show, I want to go home later and rewatch.
I get that. Yeah.
Yeah, you know. But Wednesday night, it makes you tune in on Wednesday, too.
Makes you tune in on Wednesday night, yeah.
Brian Knight, if Swerve beats Moxley at Dynasty, who should he face at Double or Nothing? Hangman.
Because you have to get to All In.
Mm-hmm.
It could be Hangman at All In.
Could be Kenny. Could be Okada. Could be, it could be a lot of people on the roster. Could be MJF.
Could be MJF. I don't know. I don't know. I think you got to do something really big. I can't believe they missed the opportunity to do Hardys versus Edge and Christian.
Right.
They had a small window. They could have figured it out.
Could have done that. Could have done Hardys, Bucks, Edge and Christian.
In a TLC match.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't think it's too late for like a pseudo TLC match.
You know what? Osprey.
Yeah.
Is this Osprey's moment? You know what? If Osprey's winning that title, he should win at All In.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Ed Toro, Mariah and Tony could eventually feud again, calling it a reboot. That's funny.
Oh, it could be a reboot or a prequel.
Yeah. you want to end on this next one?
Yeah.
This is a good one. Hey, guys. Greetings from Greece. I'm going to the WWE tapings in London on March. The meet and greet without knowing who's there is $400. Do you think the prices are getting out of control?
So I've done those meet and greets. I don't know what it'll be like over there, but at the Garden, it's really fun.
It's nice.
It is. They bring you at the Garden. They bring you to like this cool little private area.
Yeah,
has a nice bar.
You get your FaceTime.
You get your FaceTime. My kids have really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
They met Cody. They met Dominic and Rhea. They've met everybody. So, for me, I think for the kids, it's worth it. Now, the way that it works, you're going to get in line and you're going to go and stand in line and have them sign something and take a photo with you.
Yeah.
That's how it works. I think $400 is on par.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know? I think it's on par.
Yeah. Everything's a little pricier now. You know, like last year at Comic-Con, they were doing meet and greets for like celebrities. Like I think Josh Brolin's was like $300 and you get like 2 minutes.
Expensive. You know, the ticketing game has changed. I have front row tickets from SmackDown in 1999 at the Nassau Coliseum.
Mm-hmm.
And those tickets were $48.
Insane, right?
I want you to think about that. Now it would be in the thousands.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were people willing to pay for that then?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
They just... Things hadn't, you know, you thought differently. Now it's all about profit.
Yeah.
So, talking about profit, how's the stocks doing today?
Looking up them stocks.
Yeah, let's look up the stocks before we wrap it up. Oh, everything is down. Wonderful. Oh, the NASDAQ is up by 30 points.
Allison Burley asks, Undisputed Era on the pre-show? What are they doing there?
Where else are you going to put them?
Yeah.
Adam Cole looks good.
Yeah.
His arms.
Mm-hmm.
His arms look great. His chest looks good. He's getting back. He needs to get... beefier.
Uh-oh.
Adam Cole needs to get beefier, bigger. I'm small right now. You know, that's why I'm wearing a hoodie.
A big hoodie. Yeah.
Because my body dysmorphia is not allowing me to show any kind of body.
You look fine.
I messed up my shoulder. This is the one I separated years ago, racing kids.
Mm-hmm.
I fell at Mike's house.
Yeah.
And I separated my shoulder from my clavicle.
Yeah.
It was brutal. All of a sudden, I'm doing push-ups. Bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't work out for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm disgusting.
Uh-huh.
I'm frail.
Yeah, you look fine.
I'm thin.
Yeah.
I need to get beefy.
You just don't eat.
I don't eat, actually.
I think you should eat like a bodybuilder.
Well, I get enough protein. My protein is good. All protein. High protein, just very little carbs.
Just lift all effing day and
eat. Oh, man, I'd love that.
Eat ground turkey.
I want to get like Brian Cage. That's how big I want to get.
Issa says, now I know why you're avoiding me.
No, I'm telling you, I'm not very happy with myself. I look great over the summer when my chest was puffy. I got a big chest. I was tan.
Well, you're a summer guy.
I am a summer guy.
You're a summer guy.
I love the winter, but I look my best in the summer.
Yeah, you're a summer boy.
I'm running around in a Speedo. And
sending everybody pictures of you tanning in your backyard.
I do. That's what
that's legitimate. Like, he does that every day. He's like, I remember your wife told you to stop. Enough's enough.
A lot of tanning. She said I look like a chimney sweep, and I have to stop. But there's no stopping, dude. I use the Maui Babe lotion. It has iodine in it, so you get even darker.
Are you going full Hogan this year with your tan?
I achieved.
And your beer. And your new beer, brother.
Tastes like piss, dude.
I want to try it.
I want to try it, too.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it tastes like Natty Ice and Four Loko.
I'm sure it tastes like every other American light pilsner.
What's the scale of tan you're going to get this year?
I maxed last year. I was full.
You were pretty tan last year.
I was
year.
Full last year.
Yeah.
I still have my tan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I pull my... It's still, like, tan.
The tan line, yeah.
I still have my tan from last year. I sent Joel Pearl literally just crotch shots of me in a Speedo.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen him.
You have seen him too.
I've seen him.
I just lay out there, dude. I'm living life. I'm enjoying it in my in my Queens backyard. It's unbelievable.
All right. Are you going to come through this year? Are you going to be a summertime boy? You going to be a summertime boy with us?
Yeah, yeah. Why don't you get all jacked up?
And tan. Guy's paler than I am.
All right. Time to wrap it up. Yeah. All right, guys. We'll see y'all next time. Bye-bye for now.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.